This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the campaign trail for the first time since the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, continuing his call to calm the divisive rhetoric on both sides.
You gotta remember, in America, we're not enemies, we're friends, we're neighbors, we're fellow Americans. Most importantly, must fully and firmly reject not only political violence, but violence of any kind.
But Biden also argued on Tuesday doing so doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth, as he tore into his Republican rival. It's counter-programming to Trump and the Republican National Convention underway in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. U.S. voters are assessing the impact of Saturday's attempted assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump, VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
Donald Trump's shooting shocked a nation deep into a divisive political campaign. Wisconsin voter James Hauser says there's no place for violence in American politics.
People have their own opinions. Nobody should get shot over their own opinions. I mean, that's how we vote.
The Trump and Biden campaigns have both toned down some of their rhetoric since the shooting, with Trump telling the New York Post that he has rewritten parts of the acceptance speech he'll give here Thursday night to focus on bringing the nation together. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Milwaukee.
The families of five Israeli women soldiers hostage held hostage in Gaza since the October 7th attacks on Tuesday pleaded with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make an accord for their release before he goes to Washington next week. Facing mounting international and domestic criticism, Netanyahu is set to speak to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on July 24th and to meet President Joe Biden. The families released new pictures of the detainees on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The Israeli military announced on Tuesday it will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. It follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under longstanding political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft, which is required for most Jewish men. The court ruled the system of exemptions was discriminatory. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez was convicted on Tuesday on all 16 criminal counts he faced, including bribery at his corruption trial, completing the once-powerful New Jersey Democrats' dramatic downfall, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The trial centered on what federal prosecutors called several overlapping bribery schemes, in which the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gold bars, and car and mortgage payments from three businessmen who wanted his help. In exchange for bribes, Menendez helped steer billions of dollars in American aid to Egypt, where one of the businessmen had ties to government officials, according to prosecutors. Menendez was also accused of seeking to influence criminal probes involving two other businessmen. After the verdict Tuesday, Menendez, a fixture in Washington for more than three decades, said he would appeal.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. French President Emmanuel Macron accepted the Prime Minister's resignation on Tuesday but kept him on as head of a caretaker government, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Gabriel Attal offered his resignation last week after a chaotic election result left the government in limbo. Macron asked him to remain temporarily as the head of the government pending a further decision, with France about to host the Paris Olympics. The move would prevent him from facing a potential no-confidence vote in Parliament. The opening session of the National Assembly is scheduled for Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Thailand say the bodies of six people were found in a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok, with poisoning a possibility. Police identified the dead as two Vietnamese Americans and four Vietnamese nationals. They say there were no signs of a struggle and the bodies were found foaming at the mouth in a room at the Grand Hyatt Hotel. Bangkok's police chief says the residents of the room were supposed to have checked out earlier on Tuesday and their bodies were discovered by a maid who went to investigate after they failed to do so. He says there were beverages in the room that had been consumed and the room was locked from the inside. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.